Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,455. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Chan Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, welcome bitches to the exciting return of
Mean Week
with the random question. Your guess is as good as mine categories, snobby states, and balls. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
The clack. Driggity John.
All right, here we go. New York police pull over a rapper, then confiscate the T-shirt cannon. A cannon that's mounted on top of his car. It's actually pretty cool. Meanwhile, an elephant poacher comes across an angry herd of elephants, and that's going to leave a scar. Four Florida men pulled over with 22 pounds of pot in California. Also, they were driving without a license plate. Man released from jail thinks that leaving there in a stolen police car would be great. And a man has tossed coffee cups into a guy's yard for 3 years straight because he's pissed. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All the bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, everyone has their own ideas about what's fun or what makes them happy. But a recent survey of 2,000 Americans, that's just depressing. The survey revealed that 32% of us, almost one-third, say that doing laundry is the highlight of their week. Laundry is the highlight. Listen, that is just sad. And I know, people love fresh clothes, but the act of doing laundry, folding clothes in particular, it's mind-numbing. Now, that said, clothes do matter to people. 31% say that wearing nicer clothes at work makes them more productive. Maybe that's why we are so non-productive here. But that's what they say. They dress nice, they feel more productive, and maybe that's why laundry is such a highlight. But let's face it, people like to look good. A company in China called Smittison, they know this, and they've come up with the perfect way for men, anyway, to look good. That would be the muscular bodysuit. Basically, it's latex. It comes complete with bulging veins, anatomically correct muscle placement. Wear one under a shirt, it looks just like you. You can actually look like The Rock, as in the wrestler, not our station. Now, sure, whoever you're trying to impress, they'll be bitterly disappointed later, but you'll look good until then. These are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. This is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show and the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Over to Charles and away we go. Welcome to Season 16, Episode number 3,455. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. If you head to Men's Room Live, when you follow us on Twitter, we have a little poll up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a little time, see what, let your instincts work in your behalf.
See if you're a detective.
Yeah, exactly. Do your detective work there, and then
you pull the car over, mm-hmm. See who you want to step out of the vehicle.
We pull a name out of the hat there before the show. So it's up to you to figure that out.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Who's going to jail?
On with the big program.
You're the cop. You pick. What's uh-huh.
Your guess is jail today.
Your guess is as good as mine. We got some great categories for you today. We have the 10 snobbiest states.
Snobbiest.
In the United States of America. The 10 snobbiest states.
Tell me if you feel like I'm wrong. I feel like as soon as you said that earlier in the office, the first name that goes to my mind is Massachusetts. I don't know why.
Someone ranked the snobbiest states in America. They looked at the graduation rates, how many people got their degree in the arts or humanities, how many top tier universities there are in general, and how much wine people drink. So
okay.
That's their snob factor. To give you an idea, the least snobbiest states in the United States based on those factors alone. Do you have any guess?
Arkansas.
No, that is incorrect. What the least snobbiest state is, the one with absolutely none of the arts, the degrees, the universities, the culture, or the wine.
West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Woo!
All followed
right.
Followed by Mississippi, Oklahoma,
Arkansas,
yeah. And Alabama. So just so you know, it's not one of those states. So these are these states that are a little bit more
They're strong. Always together. Okay. Like in any list, those states are always together.
So that's a pretty good category. And like you said, Steve, they're exactly what you think. Okay, and then we do have the top 10 sports that use a ball.
That's not how you explained it earlier.
The category is balls.
Yeah.
And it's the sports that use a ball. And you think about it and you go like, okay, well, all right, I can name a few. But then they start running out really quickly. I will just tell you that. Like you think you can come up with 10. Believe it or not, it's harder than you think to come up with 10 sports that are
popular. I don't know.
You might be able to do okay. I mean, but honest to God, as far as it just, you run out of the sports quickly. You would just be surprised.
Got the 7 and... Oh, no, hold on.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Go to the Olympics well. That helped me out.
The Olympics well?
Well, I thought like volleyball.
Like water polo?
Which might not actually, water polo was what?
Uses a ball.
Swear to God. There's all kinds of sports that use a ball, but these are the top 10.
All right,
top 10. I mean, you think about around the world. You've got cricket, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Australian rules football. They use a little bit of a different type of a ball.
But it's, but it's kind of a rugby type football. Ball, they don't break it down like Australian rules versus NFL versus.
Well, Australian rules is different than rugby, that is different from American football.
Right,
NFL. Different than English football. So everybody's got a different ball, but these are the 10 most popular balls that are used in sports. So that's the categories coming up, and your guess is as good as mine. And today is the day of our random question. Question 206-421-ROB.
Random.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches. What's up?
Hola.
Dad, Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Fantastic, okay. Man. Sun's out.
Here's our question for you, Ryan. What did someone have in or at their home that surprised you? You're like, why in the hell do you have that? Or that's really cool. Or what the hell is that? Saw one of those, a unicorn stolen here in the States, I believe, or either in Canada.
I didn't even read that story.
It's a big statue of a unicorn, but it's gone. It's like the Ronald McDonald was on the bench.
It is
in someone's house right now. So what do you think is the weirdest thing that you've encountered in someone else's house?
I would have to say, I mean, before I knew them, when I walked into one of my friend's house, they had a full-on bear skin on their couch.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Now, based on what you knew of them, was it that shocking, or were they like the last couple you'd ever expect to have that?
Well, I mean, he was a hard rocker like myself in high school, so I never anticipated him having anything like that. I expected, like, Metallica posters and stuff like that.
How did he acquire this? Was it something from hunting, or was it passed down, or how do you get one?
Well, he got it passed down from his grandfather.
Okay. Because you don't...
Big game hunter.
Yeah. They don't sell them in Nordstrom's. I'm just wondering, you know, like, obviously you need to hunt it to get it, right? You can't just go buy a bear skin. It's not like it's not on eBay, right?
I mean, you could go on eBay and probably find it. Actually, let me check in.
Well, specialty places and stuff like that.
I mean, I want the head, too. You know what I mean? If you get a bearskin rug, I just don't want the rug.
My buddy has a
bison hide that somebody else bought him, but I don't think that the dude didn't hunt
it. But the head's not on the thing.
There's no head.
Okay, that's the thing. But I also wouldn't want a head on my floor that I could trip over, so I'm not sure that you actually use it as a rug.
Well, but you got to put it in front of your fireplace, right? Yeah, I went to Amazon. They just have fake ones.
Okay. I did know a family member, I'll say, who lived in the Detroit area. And when you went to their home, they had some type of armor. And I'm not sure.
Oh, like a suit of armor.
Yeah, but it was like a real suit of armor. It was a replica or whatever, but it was the full deal.
Sure.
So the guy had, like, you know, one of those poles and then, like, the shield and stuff. But it was just crazy. You walked in, it was like, there was a guard there.
Was anything else in his house? I mean, was he on like a gothic thing?
It was gaudy art.
See, that's the difference, right? Because the whole house is like that. So once you meet the knight in shining armor at the door, you know what you're in store. I think it'd be more surprising if it's like, I don't know, some like IKEA style house.
This is the guy.
Scandinavian furniture, then there just happens to be a suit of armor standing in the corner.
This is the guy with a fountain with a little kid peeing, and that's the actual fact.
Well, that's classy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was the kind of speed this guy had. But I'll tell you what, man, if I could find one of those things and I had a backyard...
What, the fountain?
Yeah.
Oh, they still got the peeing kid, man.
Do they really?
They do. They really do. I don't know how that has not gone out of fashion.
I think that's weird.
Because it's classy.
Yeah.
I just remember being a little kid. I want to say, man, one of my uncles had one or someone we knew, but they had the fountain. And you're right. The rest of their house was really, really, really nice. But as a little kid, man, I'm just staring at this kid peeing, and I'm like, why is this everywhere? Is this okay? Because if I actually pee, people get mad.
I swear to God, in West Virginia, people love their really tacky lawn art. There would be wells, like wishing wells.
Like the fake ones?
With a roof, right?
Yeah.
Some people would have like a windmill like in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Like a miniature one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had lawn deer, not as much flamingos, but you had deer. You know,
what about the balls?
The balls that set on, that were shiny and silver that set on.
Yes.
Like they serve no purpose, but they're just there.
Bowling as a child, size. I thought it was an indication of a witch living there.
For real?
The balls?
Yeah, there was one house I was scared of. I was like, they must be witches.
Well,
it makes sense. Yeah. Like, why else do you have crystal balls in front of your house? Right. Like, I get the deer, even the women. It's all tacky, but like, all right, I get it. Then it's like, but dude, those are just balls.
And then in the middle of it all, in the holiday season, they would blow up three or four things.
Mm-hmm.
Have those Walmart things that look like.
I think that's when you get more surprised, right?
Yeah.
So you have someone who never has lawn art, and maybe their house is exceptionally well kept, and then the holidays hit, and they just flip a switch, man. It goes from like this classy joint to the tackiest inflatable Santa's crap on the roof. And you're like, okay, I did not know that's how this guy rolled.
Yeah. Well, the reason we asked, what did someone have at their home that surprised you? This surprised some firefighters in a little town north of Vancouver, Washington. Clark County firefighters said a large African cat bit a firefighter helping to extinguish a fire at the home yesterday in a small neighborhood north of Vancouver. Fire broke out in the single-story home, then spread to the home's attic. The homeowner was trying to douse the flames as the firefighters arrived.
Sure.
They got the fire under control within 25 minutes. But one fireman encountered the serval, which is a savanna wildcat native to sub-Saharan Africa.
That's why it's there in Canada.
And he suffered a minor injury from a bite to his hand and fingers. The cat weighed 70 pounds.
Jeez.
70 pounds.
Don't we know somebody that had one?
He got attacked by a 70-pound cat trying to put out someone's house fire.
He didn't expect that.
No.
Who do we know that had a serval?
I don't know.
I want to say somebody in, like, in a band had one.
All right.
Like, in a fame? I just feel like if I knew a cat with a serval, like, I'd remember, oh. Like, I knew a chick with a spider monkey. Her name was Cecily. So I remember it clearly.
So what did they do once they got the fire put out?
I remember the name. I'm just not sure if I'm right.
Yeah.
Oh, who? Just say it. Just say it. We'll find out if you're right.
I think Sean Kenny had a crazy big cat.
Oh, did really?
You know what?
Yeah.
You might be right. That sounds familiar.
That makes sense. All right. He would. Well, with the fire out, the firefighters did the only thing that they could do. They closed the damn house up tight with that cat in there because they didn't want it to escape, right?
Yeah, well,
so that's what they did. They shut all the doors and the windows, like, hell with it. And then probably someone came, like, animal control with, like, a dart gun and blasted that bastard in the neck. No, they put the fire out first, and then they shut all the doors because they got a 70-pound cat.
You
inside.
Thought they left the house burning?
No. That's not how that works out. Yeah.
I'm worried there. Lock it in the house.
Fire district official said the cat was unharmed. Just a little freaked out there, but 70-pound cat. That's good stuff.
We got a few comments here. By the way, you asked something unusual. Someone found at somebody's house. It says, odd items in a house. My buddy has an ambulance gurney in the spare bedroom. It's fetish motivated. Oh. Let's see. Huh. They have a peeing kid fountain in Vegas on Fremont at the D Resort and Casino. And then one quick one says, could you get a fountain of a girl peeing? Right? Why is it okay?
Like in a squatting position?
Right. And the water's just shooting out of the bottom, right?
Huh. But that's also just the way that stuff was back in the day.
Yeah, but we can update it.
Like, the Michael is pretty famous.
No, let's be woke.
Yeah.
Woke. So, this is my woke fountain. This is a little girl pee. She's in a squat position. Random. We are 21st century. And by the way, Ted, Sean Kenny does have a serval. My aunt and uncle take care of his cat when they tour.
What? Right. Take care of it. What does that mean? Feed it chunks of meat?
Just throw it through the window and run.
Exactly. Hey, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I do not. I wouldn't take it.
When did he see that and go, I got to have that?
You met him.
Do you get him
the first time he saw one?
Do you get the cat the clawed? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Are you asking me if I would?
I think it's one of those things where, like, obviously getting a lion or a tiger would be too much.
Because they weigh more, but I feel like
a wild cat. You get a serval.
I mean, do you come home and go, Mario, you ruined my leather couch?
I think any day it doesn't attack you is a good day.
But I just don't think there's any difference in cats at all except their size, right? So, like, Rainbow Janet Hill, my daughter's cat. She's no different than a lion or anything else. I'm just big enough to take her, right? And she's not trying to hunt me. But if she's the size of a lion, things are different. She would act the same. I just feel like if she gets mad now, she might swat at me. But that's a cat. She could be a lion. You swat at me, it's different, right? You rip half my goddamn arm off. That's all I'm saying. I would not get a 70-pound cat. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Ted. How's it going?
Hello, Alex. What's going on with you, all Alex?
Right. I've been better.
Okay. All right. We're not going to ask because we don't want to know.
You, my friend. That is a pick-me-up, yeah.
All right, Alex, let's see. Okay, Alex, we'll just go with the basic one. How often do you shave?
My chin about, I'd say, once every 3 days. The rest of my face about once a week.
What else do you shave on your body?
My I don't know why I started doing it. I just did a few years ago, but my forelegs, but the top of my legs, I leave hairy.
Wait, hold on.
Your forelegs.
I thought you were dancing around like penis or something, but your forelegs?
What do you mean by your forelegs?
Where does
the foreleg?
What do you consider your foreleg?
I mean, my lower legs are completely hairless. Right. However, the top of my legs have hair on them.
Oh, so knee,
I don't
wait,
know why
knee,
I started doing it. I just did.
You started shaving from the knee down.
Right.
So you wear like hair shorts, and you have no idea why you started doing it, but you've stuck with it.
Yeah, basically.
And the hair starts at the knee and moves its way up then.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Now, you said you shave your chin every 3 days, but then the rest of your face once a week. Why are you only shaving your chin area?
Well, my chin hair actually grows a little bit faster than my body.
All right, fair enough. So, no, I understand.
That makes sense. I want to get back to the forelegs, though. So how long have you been doing this? I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's just a weird thing that I did not expect.
I started doing this, I think, back in sixth grade in middle school.
Are you a hairy guy, Alex?
Not anymore.
Because you shave.
Because he shaves his forelegs.
What if you shaved, like, from your elbow to your hand, then? You know what I mean?
How noticeable? On
me, you wouldn't get rid of your forearm hair and just left the top hairy, like you do your legs. That way you're symmetrical.
Well, I do something weird. I keep my arms pretty hairy, but I shave the hair off my fingers.
You shave the hair off your fingers. And you also said you shave the top of your toes. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
So how like reverse Wolverine?
How hairy are your fingers and thumbs?
Right now, they are completely hairless. However, they are about as dry as a desert.
How long? Okay. How many times a week do you have to shave your toes and or fingers?
About once a month.
Once a month. Okay. All right, so it's not the worst. It's like clipping your nails. Okay.
No, it's not like clipping your nails.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
He is very, very selective about where he shaves.
He's not having a good day. So
he should join like Dollar Shave Club or something.
For the record, foreleg is not a thing on a human.
I know that's what I was
I've never heard of that. I didn't know what that meant. So I
thought he'd dance around like his penis or something. Like and he said foreleg, and I'm like, I don't even know what that
it's
is.
It's like third meal.
Should I shave my foreleg?
Like, how scared? Like, is he walking around on all fours?
Okay. Reason we asked, how often do you shave?
It's like a mythical creature.
Weren't we just looking at bearded ladies last week in here?
Yes.
We were. This is pretty good. According to some beauty experts, more women than ever are now shaving their faces. Believe it or not. And it's not just to get rid of your gorgeous mustache hairs or sexy sideburns, ladies.
After a year at home, things have changed.
Some dermatologists actually recommend doing it to help exfoliate the skin, so to speak.
Well, sure, yeah.
So there's a dermatologist in San Francisco, and he says that shaving your face can accomplish a lot of the same things you do if you get a dermaplaning treatment.
You don't get one. You don't have a dermaplaning plan.
That's when you take a very gentle, blunt scalpel and you scrape over the surface of your skin on your face or anywhere else on the body to exfoliate or remove dead skin cells. I do not believe that I've ever had this done to me.
I've heard of like pumice on feet. Yeah, not so. You scrape a dull knife over your face.
Pretty much. Yeah,
that is shaving.
A blunt scalpel, and you scrape over the surface. There are also some female Instagram influencers doing the same thing. They're pushing you to shave on a weekly or biweekly basis. A mission to normalize female facial shaving. So they're starting to sell female shaving kits that start at $25 now for your face alone.
All right. What is the difference between a female shaving kit and just a razor that we would use?
Like, none.
Somebody said they introduced, what are they called? Oh, God, what do they call it? Like, multi-gender nail polish. I'm like, it's nail polish.
Right.
Just because you're going to advertise the two dudes, it's nail polish. So like with the razor, like, ladies, do not spend $25 on this. Do what you've been doing for years. Like, grab your husband's or your boyfriend's razor that I'm using on my face and shave your whatever.
Exactly. Look, you guys probably have razors in the shower.
In the shower right now.
You shower, you know, you shave your head.
I just clip mine.
So typically, I'll shave in the sink. But look, man, if there's a pink flying lady, I just know this, ladies. If it's in there and I need to shave something on my body or something like that, I'm using it.
I'm shaving.
Yeah. It's the same damn razor for the most part. Now, the quality of the razor can change as far as the blades are concerned and all that other stuff. But for the most part, that's no different than a standard blue Bic that you would buy that's a disposable.
Although I will say the ones that they have for chicks for the legs, they curve more.
They do.
Not so good on the head. I've used it once, right? My wife's just sitting there, and I'm like, hell with it, I'll use this. Man, I tore my head up. Like someone put a lawnmower in my head. By the way, the guy that just called who shaves his tops of his toes, his fingers, and his forelegs, which according to him are the legs below the knee, this comment comes in, and it says, only whores shave above the knee, according to my mother-in-law.
Only whore above the knee? He shaves below the knee.
Right. So he's not a whore. But according to this person's mother-in-law, only whores shave above the knee. Jesus Christ.
Random. Oh, man.
I'll pass that down to my children.
Keeping the guys away.
Yeah, that's it.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola.
Hola. Joe, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Joe.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. What if we go with this one? Who held a grudge, and what did they hold a grudge for?
I don't have too many grudges going.
Does anyone have a grudge against you?
Probably someone, somewhere.
Okay. Never anything with a family member and a neighbor, or anything weird or anything like that?
No, I'm a pretty mellow guy.
Well, that's great. Thank God. Okay, so you've never had really a beef with anybody. You get along with everybody.
Oh, no. Not everybody.
All right. Well, who do you not get along with?
Some politicians.
All right, but you don't. This is not personal. This is just your political thoughts, correct?
But, like, who do you know? I mean, it's one thing if you, hell, I don't know.
I got a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's that?
I got a guy for you.
Well, you don't have to say his name, but what did he do?
I'm a fisherman. I fished all my life. Used rowboats. So one particular time, I had to store a boat. Had nowhere, so I took it to a friend of me's house. You know, that word friend of me. And I go get the boat, and it's gone.
From the guy who said is your friend but enemy.
Yeah, and he says, somebody stole it. Well, where it was stored was kind of fishy anyway, you know, because it's fishing story.
Look out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And finally, I heard a little rumor. So, yeah, I got a guy that stole my boat. That's
okay. Well,
that's
I would
the
hold
worst it. Thing you can all do right. to a guy.
Yeah, I would hold a grudge against that guy, too.
I mean, I don't know if it's the worst thing. It is a bad thing.
I think your choice of who you let store your boat is a bad one. That's
well, if I call you a friend of me, it means I don't like you.
Right.
So I'm not going to have you watch my boat.
Reason we asked who held a grudge and for what, the first one must have seemed like a minor annoyance. Somebody tossed an empty coffee cup from McDonald's on the lawn of Edward and Cheryl Patton of Lakeview, New York. But as the Buffalo News explains, the minor nuisance became an almost daily occurrence over the next 3 years. Same vehicle would drive by, usually after sunset, and toss a cup on their lawn.
F you!
Sometimes with a cigarette butt or two inside. Edward Patton, who is 80, set up security cameras, and then he bought binoculars. But he could never get the license plate or a clear view of the driver. Why? Because Edward's 80. Finally, neighbors spotted the SUV in the act. They followed and got a plate number. Then police set up a stakeout of sorts and pulled over 76-year-old Larry Pope. As it turns out, Cheryl Patton, also 76, used to work with Pope at Fisher Bus Service in Hamburg and described him as a nemesis because of issues involving her role as a union officer. I found it very hard to believe that someone I knew would do something like that, especially at his age. Her husband says he's flabbergasted.
Pope, I bet you that's a quote.
Charged with second-degree harassment and disposing trash on the yard and the highway.
Every day for 3 years.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Radio.com is now Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app and listen to KISW and the men's room anywhere, anytime.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
All right, here's our random question. Random, 206-421-ROCK.
I'm going to assume this person is not an albino. Hello, Tanner. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola.
If my kid was born with albinism, I would name him Tanner. There's no doubt.
Tanner, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Tanner, let's see this. What do we got here? Oh, this seems fitting. Tanner, what is currently illegal that you wish were legal, or what is legal that you wish were illegal?
There you go.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
obviously,
my head is cocaine.
There you go.
Cocaine.
I'm right there with you. Cocaine and hookers. I mean, look, just make it legal.
Yeah.
It kind of is in Vegas.
How is it kind of legal?
Not, it's not legal there.
No, I know it's not legal. You said it's kind of legal. How is it kind of legal?
Well, it just seems like that
a
lot of people...
kind to get arrested?
People are doing it. A lot of people.
Well, sure.
So it's not like it doesn't seem like it's heavily enforced.
I'll say that.
We got to get caught. But look, if a cop pulls you over, all right, your car does not smell like cocaine. You're smoking a joint in the car. They're like, dude, it smells like weed in your car. Or if you have booze under breath, like, if you can't smell it, you got a better chance of getting away with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Check your nose.
Outside of the world of drugs and that kind of thing.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I mean, look, not for me personally. Look, drugs, I would absolutely legalize for various reasons, and there are good reasons, and also for very selfish reasons. Prostitution, same thing. Like, dude, just let it go. But, I don't know, man.
I think I would up the speed limit to some areas to 75, 80 miles an hour, depending on the road.
Where are these areas?
Probably in the middle of nowhere, like where Ted drives, in the desert or someplace out like that. You know what I mean? Just, I mean, if it's safe, if it's straight, I mean, hell, on the D.C. Baltimore Beltway, most people are going about 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, they're packed car to car, and it's 6 lanes on each side. So, in some areas, they already drive that fast. I just wish others...
That is not the speed limit like, there, but yes, everyone's going
you
that
fast. You want to get through Kansas. You want to get through Ohio.
You know?
I just think that in some areas...
Don't speed in Ohio.
Oh, no. They're everywhere. Especially on Pike.
But Miles makes a good point.
The tolls or whatever.
No, and no offense to Ohio. And they're notorious for, if you have out-of-state plates, they just like to pull you over. It's easy money, right? I get it, but Ohio, do the rest of us a break. If we're not from Ohio, all we want to do is get through Ohio as fast as we possibly can. Like, there should be, like, the one interstate that says, look, if you know what Ohio's about, this is your interstate. Speed limit is as fast as you can drive because you want to get the hell out of there. We don't want to be here.
Yeah. Reason we ask when it's currently...
You ever been on a scenic drive through Ohio?
No, and that's what I'm saying.
There's no such thing.
Don't speed. You will get a ticket.
Right.
They get everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. Like, obviously some drugs I'd legalize, prostitution.
I mean, after that, I'm like, man, I just...
I mean, I don't know, because some of it's just like kind of where you're at in the day. Like, I feel pretty safe about jaywalking, but...
Yeah, I think
I'm
I would,
we need it as a rule because some idiots get hit.
I think I would allow for...
Yeah, but that... Look, from the time you were old enough to walk, everyone's parent at some point, especially if you went outside, to look both ways before you cross the street, this is instilled in you from childhood, man, and it always applies. So I understand, like, it's illegal, but come on.
I also think that there should be an open container law in certain areas during certain times.
If you're stuck in traffic.
Well, for an example, if they just basically shut down traffic for the most part to Pioneer Square on a couple blocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to walk around with a beer in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like
on a Saturday or Sunday or game day. I mean, maybe not all the time because obviously depending on the businesses that are around. But I just like that vibe of being able to, like, you're in New Orleans. You just walk outside in the middle of the road and you still have your drink. And you can take that drink. And they don't go like, dude, pound that before you walk in here.
No, bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in. We'll get you another one.
You're still going to go to another bar.
Yes, you will. You know why? Because you got a drink in your hand, man.
Especially during like a Sounders match on a Saturday. If the Mariners have a homestand or something, just block off a couple of the blocks down there by Cowgirls or in that Elysian brewing area.
Yeah.
You should be able to walk, you know, especially on the pedestrian walkway from, you know, Elysian down to the stadiums with a beer in your hand.
I mean, my argument would just be this. After the game in particular, sometimes before, but certainly after, you already know the drunk. They'll tell you they're drunk. They're stumbling. It's like, we get it. What difference does it make if I can see it in their hand or if it's just in their liver already?
No, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with the college tailgate, right? Like, basically, just that's why red cups are so big and, like, koozies.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like, that's, like, the one thing. It's just, like, just don't drink a can in front of us.
It's one of the few places.
We know it's in it, but since we can't guarantee that, you're fine.
But it is one of the few places where you kind of feel safe doing that outdoor drinking scenario around a bunch of people without a bunch of crap happening. Is there not one other spot in the United States that has an open container? And it makes perfect sense wherever this place is. I just can't remember where. There's, like, two that are famous. So it's New Orleans and then one other one where you go, okay.
I always forget about, is it legal there in Las Vegas or have I just done that?
I don't know if it's legal in Vegas, but don't everyone in Vegas, on the strip drinks, anyway, everyone does it.
I mean, the crazy straws and the crazy cups and all that stuff.
Then it's got to be legal. I mean, if you give me that giant cup with a straw.
That's what you need, man. Yeah. You need like 32 ounces of hurricane walking in 90 degree weather down a concrete street. You know what I mean? Like that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
I've been there in July, though, and me and my buddy were having a miserable time. We stopped and got some of those giant frozen drinks.
And how great was it?
It was awesome. Turned around our whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, carrying an open container of alcohol and consuming it in public is legal in the city of Las Vegas.
Okay.
All right. See, that makes sense.
Good to know. I haven't broken the law.
I don't know if they would let you walk into another establishment with that drink, but my guess if it's one of those big ones, you know what I mean, that you pay $20 for, You know, like they'd be like, oh, you bought the souvenir cup. Yeah, bring it on in. You know, you can't just walk around with like a mug of beer, though.
I feel like they'd let you in because if you're going into a casino, as soon as you sit down, the drinks are coming your way anyway, right? Or at least the option to get one.
Yeah, I mean, you're on camera everywhere you go there, so you can't really do anything.
Well, in Vegas, you get so used to just kind of going in and out with your drink.
Exactly.
Like, I went to a UFC fight there. It was weird to, like, have to flip back into, like, oh, yeah, we're going to a sporting event. Like, I can't just walk in with my beer.
Oh, you can't take it in there?
Mm-hmm. No, like, at that point, they have rules. Because you're, you know.
At that point in Vegas, there are rules.
Wow, look at this. Survey says, the reason we asked what is currently illegal that you wish were legal or vice versa. As more states, including Virginia and New York, continue to legalize marijuana, an overwhelming share of U.S. adults, 91%. Say either the marijuana should be legal for medical or recreational use. That would be 60% said for recreational use. Or that it should be legal for medical use only. 31% said that. But either way, fewer than 1 in 10, 8%, say marijuana should not be legal for use by adults. So that was just a brand new study that came out from the Pew Research Center. How about that?
Times have changed. So yes, the entire city of Vegas, it's legal to do that. People saying, hey man, it's on the Strip or in Fremont. And a lot of people saying Savannah, Georgia, apparently.
I think that was the other one.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
Huh.
Now we know. Hello, Savannah. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Pat, welcome to the program. The random question.
All right.
All right, Pat, let's see here. What do we got for you? All right, Pat, it's pretty simple. You've had some pets in your lifetime, right?
Well, have I what?
You've had a pet or two in your lifetime, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like a dog or a cat? Okay.
His name's Pat. When you go to Pat's Pets?
What did your pet do? What was one of the more memorable things that one of the pets you've had pulled off?
I was a kid. We had just gotten a Newfoundland lab, and right next to all the Christmas presents underneath the tree, I had gotten a camcorder as one of my gifts, and I was filming the dog. And as soon as I got him on camera, he just took a big old duker right underneath the tree in front of everybody, and I got it on film. It was great.
You know what? I woke up one day to my dog, who had left a pretty good size log on a present as well.
They didn't like that gift. Did you debate sending that to AFV? It's got Christmas.
Yeah, or my next door neighbor, who always would tell on us for doing stupid stuff in his yard. Yeah.
What were you doing in his yard?
I don't know. I was probably taking a duker in his yard. So I mean, whoops.
Okay, well, I will say I'm a fairly patient neighbor, but I think if my neighbor kept pooping
in my yard,
he kept pooping in my yard. Not even the dog, but him.
But if you do, clean it up. But I don't agree with it.
Definitely clean it up, but I still have an issue. Like, look, man, I don't know what your thing is. I have grown to understand that you feel the need to defecate outdoors. I appreciate that you clean it up. Can you please not do it on my lawn anyway?
Ted, did your dog, Tigger, did he do anything crazy, run away from home, or do anything nuts?
I mean, I'm sure he ran out of the door. We always got him back, though.
Okay. All right.
He was just kind of bald.
So were people scared of him because of his looks? Did they think he was like a mangy rabid dog? I'm just saying.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't say
who's mangy rabid dog?
I wouldn't say that they thought he was rabid, but yeah, a lot of people said he was an ugly, ugly dog.
Well, okay, because you always know that
they
feeling.
Tell
of
you.
Like, what about you? Yeah. You met my friend Josh from back in the day. He's one of my best friends, and he used to be like, Jesus, that dog is ugly.
Well, it's like, you know, like you can tell when a dog seems to be approachable. You'll see a lab coming your way, and you can just tell from the general disposition that this dog is friendly and approachable. Right?
Sure.
And I realize COVID times are different. A lot of people don't want you reaching down and petting their dog or whatever the deal is. But either way, you recognize what dog. But even dog lovers who see a dog that's either ugly or all mangy, they go, when they normally come over and like rub their head and stuff like that. And Mike, no offense to your dog, but your dog has one of those looks like this dog might be, you know, terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know. Like, it looks like, it doesn't look like hell. It just looks like a Brillo pad or something weird. You know what I'm saying?
But nobody wants to touch something that you think is going to be gross. So if you have like a patchy dog, especially if it's not yours, like, look, 9 times out of 10, unless you're in the hairless cats, God, I tell you something off air about that. Unless you're in the hairless cats, most people don't want to pet things that don't have fur. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But if you said to my hairless cat, like, I don't want to pet that.
Well, he was completely hairless. He just had a skin disease.
Well, see, I knew
very common with Scotty.
I had a dog that looked like Mike's dog, or my buddy had a dog. So I kind of already was acquainted with that dog and kind of knew by the looks of it that they're friendly.
Sure.
But if you see it walking down the street, like, ooh, that dog's going to rip my face off.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog's only like 15 pounds. It's just got that look to it.
You ever seen a dog that looks like it's smiling at you, but it's not?
Yeah, you realize, oh, they're being aggressive.
Yeah, they're showing teeth.
Right, but not, I don't know, it's different. It's like you can tell when a dog's like showing his teeth. But I've seen like sometimes they just look like they're physically smiling.
Right.
That's like the resting happy face.
Why can't you tell us about the hairless cat?
Well, it's someone we know. So the new hotness, right? I see him a couple weeks ago, and he's dead serious, okay? And if you know this guy, it does not surprise you. And he's like, yeah, man, we're talking about pets. He's like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a hairless. And I said, no, you're not. He goes, yeah, I am. And he pulls out his phone, and there's his search history, right? So he's showing me all the potential hairless cats. They're big goddamn cats.
Yes, they are.
I didn't realize they're that
they're
good.
Kind of more Siamese tall.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So he's like, yeah, man, this one looks great. And I'm like, hotness, it doesn't. Man, it looks diseased. It looks like it's dehydrated. It looks like you found this thing under your oven
four months ago. Shaved a rat.
But he wants to get a hairless cat.
I was intrigued for years.
Well, they're super hypoallergenic.
You've got to.
They have no hair. Yeah.
You have to take care of them. You have to do. It's like living on a boat, as you would say. Like, there's a lot of extra stuff.
I mean, look, I wouldn't get one.
Do you have to like oil these things?
I don't know, but I just know. Yeah, it's like you're constantly working on the damn thing.
But
it's like they're breaking down every weekend. You know what I mean?
But then, like when you when I pet my cat now, like the same. And look, this is how animals, mammals anyway, get away with being cute. I want you to picture like the cutest mammal. Shave them. Is it still cute? No, it is not. And I look at my cat and like she seems cute because she has fur. And if I shaved her down, I'd be like, you are the ugliest mother ever.
Look at this cat.
Humans look better when they're hairless.
Right. So now we're looking at hairless cats. Like, I don't want that.
Oh, you know what, though, man? I think no one would break into your home. With
I would be more scared of that.
If you walked in and that was looking at you, you'd be like, wrong house.
That
wrong
one looks house. Really messed up, though.
He looks mean.
Look up another cute animal, hairless.
All right, here's another hairless cat.
Put in a hairless dog, hairless puppy.
Hairless dog?
Hairless bunny. I'm trying to come up with stuff that everyone thinks are cute, all right? Hairless so look dog, at it hairless.
Oh, look at his Tigger. Is that what he, this is what Mike's dog looks like. It's like that
Jesus
nasty
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, it looks like a
no
rat.
No offense, bro.
See, look. Looks like somebody crawled out of a garbage can, doesn't it? You know what I mean? Hairless dog does not look nearly as bad.
As the hairless cat. All right, try hairless hair, bunny.
You look like hairless little
I want to see a hairless bunny.
Got all these crazy hairs coming out of everywhere.
No. Looks
like he just needs to shave, you know what I'm saying? Just nuts. No offense to your dog, Mike.
Are you looking up hairless bunny, Ted? It's very, I need, all right. So
question is, you how much those hairless cats cost? You can't just go to the shelter and get a hairless
no,
cat.
No, that's the thing.
Oh, my God. They're unbelievable. I can't believe Hannah's even going to do that. That's a lot of money. Hairless cat. You going to get a hairless bunny? Oh, look at this guy. Look how cute he is.
Weed.
Right. More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.